And I suppose playing with players like that, and I know the way they think, how quickly they think a couple of plays before. Did it take a while to be able to really sink in with these guys and say, well, look, they know what they're doing, and then you get a feel for where that that pass around the back of the legs is going to be for a setup or something like that. It must be incredible to actually learn from those blokes.
Yeah, it certainly was, and especially with Cliff. Cliff was probably one of the greatest players ever to come out to Tasmania, and he was capable of anything. And like Ulverston actually recruited him from America, and so I got to play with him more and more and scrimmage, and yeah, and they never took it easy on you when they when you were playing against them, or even the training against them. They always wanted to win, so that improved you as a player.
And chatting to Phil Thomas a little bit during the week, he said, what an incredible time it was when you were flying in helicopters to go to Top Shot Series in Hobart. That must have been a wild time.
Yeah, well, Trevor Matthews, who played with us from Devonport, he worked for Ansett. So he arranged, I think it was a 9-seater plane, and we flew down every game, so... Yeah, that was interesting.
good competition, though. I mean, I suppose something different. I mean, to get down there in, well, I guess it'd probably only take you half an hour or so to get from the northwest coast down there. That must have been good, because driving down there in a car, you know, 3.5 hours, etc. That must have benefited you a bit.
Certainly did, and the roads those days weren't very good. It was nearly a 4.5-hour, 5-hour trip, so. Yeah, when we could get down there in half an hour and get to the stadium, it was much better. And early on, we had a lot of success. Towards the end, Hobart sides got a little bit better, and they recruited some really good imports. And we didn't have as much success, but in those early years, we were very successful.
Did you receive many approaches to go and play basketball in the US, like college basketball or something like that? Did you get many approaches to do that?
Probably had one, but I'd just started a motor mechanic apprenticeship, so Dad said, they're not paying you to go over there, you need to earn money. So, yeah. You know, it was tough back then because, no one got paid like they do now. And there's so many opportunities for kids with the Institute of Sport in Canberra and, you know, all these college teams. It's much easier than probably when we were about.
And sort of born in the, maybe slightly in the wrong era when it comes to the professor. I know some of the footballers these days, the older footballers say, God, gee, I wish I was playing now. Look at the money, look at the cricketers and all that sort of thing. But a little bit the same in basketball.
Yes, definitely. So even local rosters, you know, you talk to people, you know, getting $500 a game and that sort of money. And, you know, we just played for the love of it. But the thing with that was, too, we were like a family. Everyone had their own groups, Devonport, Bernie, Ulverston, Penguin, whatever. And it was, you went to each other's stadiums and it was a bit like a Coliseum, you know. She was pretty tough and the crowds were, you know, pretty vocal. But it was good.
Yeah. Do you follow the basketball now? Do you keep a close eye on it?
More NBL and NBA I watch, and college stuff. I don't go to many local games anymore. I still keep an eye on it, see who's out there. But, not as much as I used to. I coached for juniors and seniors after I'd finished. And I've probably been involved in it with 40 years, so... I'm more on the golf course now.
Yeah, I did hear that. Well, you're down under double figures, aren't you? Or you're close
to... Yeah, vary between 9 and 11, so it all depends what day it is. You know, the golf's like.
And you've seen some really good players in your day. Yep. Who's the best player that you've actually played with? Is it Cliffy Martin? Because I know you sung his praises a little earlier.
Yeah, I'd say Cliff... as a guard, he was unbelievable. And the other player that I played with was probably, Ian Davies and those blokes. Lindsay Houston was tough. But at Ulverston, Mark Leader was the guy. He could rebound, he could defend, he could shoot, and he was a workhorse.
And I think he was an American, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we recruited him from a Division II school, but he just got better and better and went on to win championships in Melbourne when he went over there. So, yeah, he was a good player, and he'd make me, like, we'd train for an hour after training, just scrimmage and shoot. So that probably helped me what I was doing.
What was Robbie Thompson, the coach, like?
Yeah, a bit aggressive sometimes.
We've seen a few of them get the referees upset in their local NWBU competition here. So was that could be a throwback with Robbie Thompson having a bit of a dip?
No, not so much at the referees, but at some of the players. But you expect probably more than you should. But used to get a bit vocal at times. But it was all forgotten. I mean, it was the same when I was playing. You know, you played hard, you coached hard, and then it was a drink in the bar after.
And I think looking at the NWBU competition and we see it today, it's just brilliant that it's still going because, as you said, the thing that drives that is that local competition. You know, Wynyard versus Somerset. It's still Devonport versus Burnie. Devonport versus Ulverston. It's an intense thing. You must be really pleased that still exists in local basketball.
Yeah, it is. It's done a really marvellous job through the years to keep going. I mean, when we first started, we were packing stadiums that have to shut the doors. There's probably not that as much interest in it, but that thing with the towns is still there. And that improves the playing because, you know, every time you go into somebody else's stadium, you're going to be on the job or you're going to get beat. So that's a good thing.
Well, Robbie,
it's been the best roster in Tasmania for a long time.
Well, Robbie, Phil Thomas said to me when I was chatting during the week, he said, if you're looking at a top 10 of basketballers from Tasmania, you're well in the conversation of the top 10. Brilliant career, and it was a real pleasure to catch up with you today on the Sideline View.
All right. Thank you very much for the talk, Michael, and hope to talk again.